on deck, Patron on ice. We can pop bottles all night, baby. You can have whatever you like. Welcome back to the Morning Skate here on 90.7 The Capstone. I don't quite know what I clicked there, but goodness, I sure love that playing. Well, we're kind of on the home stretch here, guys. You know, a great day of talk in the sport we love so much. So just kind of round it out, guys. We're gonna just finish up our Olympic talk. You know, we still got one group to talk about, so that's four more teams, and that's this Group C, which includes the Czech Republic, Latvia, Sweden, and Switzerland. You know, kind of Latvia and Switzerland, there's only so much we can say about that. There's very limited NHL talent for us to evaluate on it. You know, specifically Latvia, there's really not much to say. Switzerland does have Jonas Hiller, who's been one of the hottest goalies. Rudy Gobert with the Flames has been really solid, too. I kind of want to focus on the other two teams on the roster, or, you know, on that group, and that is the Czech Republic and Sweden. But starting with the Czech Republic, 42 years old, Peter Nedved, he makes the team, but no Jiří Hudler or Radim Vrbata for the Czech Republic. But there's reported personal issues between those players and the coach/GM Alois Hamzicic. It's a Czech name. You know, I don't check it out. But does pettiness get the better of them? Does the Czech Republic roster suffer because of this, just without two of their top goal-scoring players? We'll start with you, Taylor.
Yes, it definitely does. You can't let personal issues affect your overall Olympic goals, and that's probably going to be the reason this Czech team isn't going to be as much of a competitor as they could be. Hudler and Vrbata are two guys that could be top-line guys for this Czech team, and without them, that's going to end this Czech team.
Eric?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are two of their studs, and you just can't let that your emotions get the better of you. You can't miss out on those guys. They are two of the better players on the team, and they will absolutely miss them.
Yeah, how about you, Kendall?
I agree completely. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, them being on the team, I don't think gets them the gold medal. I don't think they're going to compete that high anyway. So, bigger picture, they're going to be hurt by that, and that's sad that personal reasons, if it's true that it's reported that way, gets, you know, that's the reason that they're left off the team. But that's their decision, and that's something that they'll have to live with if they don't perform very well.
I really agree. But again, this is because I'm a Coyotes fan. I really got to speak for my boy Radim Vrbata. You know, I watch almost all of his NHL games, and he really is something special. And the fact that he's not, you know, one of the best players, let alone best Czech players, it's kind of a little baffling to me. But again, I'm not a GM. Maybe I don't know what Radim Vrbata did. If he killed his dog or something, I guess I'd change my mind a little bit. But nonetheless, one more question on the Czech roster. Personally, one of the things that sticks out to me about the Czech roster is the amount of grit they have. You know, the McCulloch brothers are really kind of nasty guys. Michael Roosevelt's a really, really nasty guy. Smead's really, you know, really kind of gritty. And just my question is, you know, it's an intangible question, no numbers to look up, but does that grit, I guess, translate very well to Olympic ice? We'll start with you, Eric.
Yeah, I'm a big grit guy, so I love grit. It'll help them because some of these teams just have skill, but I like the grit because that helps. When you get hit more and more, you don't want to get hit anymore, so you start thinking about it, stuff like that. I like it, and I think it'll help him.
Kendall?
I think it'll help, but, you know, I I'm going to go back to the point I made earlier. I don't think anything will get them to the gold medal game. So, you know, in the big picture, I think it's a failure if you don't medal. They would have a slight chance at the bronze, but that's if they really got hot and played well. But grit is something that, you know, hockey teams need to have. That's something that maybe not every team in this group's going to have that. So something that could give them the edge, I think.
That is one of the reasons why I pointed it out. You know, we make all kinds of wows about the Canadian team, the U.S. team, and just, wow, look at all the talent on this roster. But, you know, it's mostly because we know how skilled these guys are. But, you know, again, only a handful of them can really take a hit, and that's something that I think the Czech team can really shake up. Round out with you, Taylor. What do you think?
I'm actually going to go against you guys. I'm going to say the grit doesn't help the Czech team for the Olympics. You mentioned that big ice surface. If you've watched the Olympic Games in the past, that's much more open hockey. The speed wins the hockey games. The goaltenders have to change their angles. There's not a lot of hitting, no fighting allowed in the Olympics, so you're going to get a suspension. So I think this grit could actually slow the Czech team down.
That's very fair. You know, that's very fair. This is a, you can't really line up a hit if the guy's got more room to avoid you. So that is very fair indeed. So, you know, again, we said nothing about Latvia. We'll kind of move on to the other team, the really big team in this group, I think. And I'm spoiler alert, they're actually my gold medal pick, and that is Sweden. There is a lot to like about this Swedish roster. It seems like every single player is just a star. You know, just the defensive side's really good. They got the Sedin twins and Alexander Steen, who's been one of the better surprises in the NHL. So we'll start with you, Taylor. Are they the favorite?
I think they very well could be the favorite. On offense and defense, I think with Canada, they have the most depth. I think what comes down to it with Sweden is the play of Henrik Lundqvist. He is a solid goaltender, one of the best in the National Hockey League, but we have seen that he can have his ups and downs, and he's going to need to be on top of his game if they want to compete for the gold medal.
Eric?
Yeah, I actually have this team as my gold medal pick. They are a very good team, and one thing that I like about this team is on defense. They have their first defensive line is going to be Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who is a very good defenseman, and Erik Karlsson, who is one of the better defensemen in the NHL. But on their second and third pairing, they have two. They went with two chemistry lines, Jonathan Erickson and Nicholas Cromwell from the Detroit Red Wings. And then their third pair, Nicholas Jarmoson and Johnny Oduya from the Chicago Blackhawks. Very good defense, good goaltending and Lundqvist, and they have lots of skill on offense. I think they're going to be a very good team in this tournament.
Anything to add, Kendall?
Not really. I think they're my gold medal team as well. Very, very talented team. Goaltending matchup is certainly interesting to talk about. We mentioned Lundqvist. Don't forget about Gustafsson and Jonas Enroth on that roster as well. Three good goalies. You know, all they need is one of those to get hot, and they could go a long way in this tournament. So for me, Sweden definitely wins the group, and they've got a very good shot at a gold medal this year.
Yeah, there's definitely, again, like I said, there's so much to like. You could, like, just, you know, if you were to make that team in, like, NHL, like the video game, you know, it would be just an amazing, fun team to play because there's skill, there's, you know, just a lot to like them. You know, again, I got to give a shout out to Oliver Ekman-Larsson, you know, being probably one of the best Phoenix Coyotes represented in this Sochi Olympics. But, you know, I do really like Finland. With that being said, we're kind of alluding to our picks all, you know, kind of all day. And so kind of going by group before we put the hockey broadcast up and close out what's been a fantastic 2 hours of, you know, hockey talk. So just kind of quick, guys, starting with you, Kendall, who do you have coming out of Group A?
I've got the U.S. coming out of Group A. I think that they will end up getting some wins that they need to have in the pool play, and Russia's very talented. Russia could go a long way, but my heart says to stick with the good old boys in the United States of America, so we'll see if they can get it done, but that's my pick.
God bless America. How about you, Eric?
Yeah, I agree. I got to go with the U.S. I think they have enough I think they have enough offense to compete with Russia, and I think their defense is what gets them past Russia because Russia lacks in defense what the U.S. has.
Taylor?
I'm going to go with Russia. Don't get me wrong, I'm pulling for the United States, but I think this Russian team's too strong. They're going to win that group.
Yeah, I put my heart on U.S., but not my money. My money's going on Russia. So, again, I think that Russia's just, you know, the big X factor is how the home ice works. You know, this is their Olympics. I expect them to, you know, I expect them to go crazy. So Group B, who do you have coming out, Kendall?
It's Canada. I don't think you can make another argument there. Finland has potential to sort of show up, but it's not smart to bet against Canada in the Olympics.
Your pick?
I'd love to go with Canada, but I'm actually going to go with the upset here. I'm going with Finland. I think they're gonna make a run. They have good defense, good goaltending. My boy Olli Maatta from the Pittsburgh Penguins, rookie this year, first time at the Olympics, 19 years old. I'm going with Finland.
Round us out, Taylor.
I have Canada winning this group. However, I have Finland getting that fourth bye as the top second team. So I think Canada-Finland going to be close, but I have Canada coming out of it.
Yeah, I also have Canada. They're, you know, Canada practically invented the sport, or at least they're taking it as, they always take it as seriously. I do think Finland can probably make an upset here or there, but ultimately when push comes to shove, I think this is Canada's tournament to lose. Group C, who do you got coming out? We'll start with you, Taylor.
I think that's the easiest pick. I'm going to go with Sweden. However, don't overlook Switzerland. They're probably going to pull an upset in that group.
Yeah, I agree with Taylor. Sweden's going to win this group, but watch out for Switzerland because Jonas Heller will keep that team in the games.
Round us out, Kendall.
Same thing. Sweden all the way. Again, I think we mentioned they could win the gold, so Sweden comes out of that group for me.
I think it's Sweden, but my upset alert isn't on Switzerland. It's on the Czech Republic. I do think that even with some of the snubs that they have, I think that they're still a team to look out for just because there is a wealth of talent on that roster. And so before we get into the outro here, just quick, really quick, your gold, silver, bronze predictions. We'll start with you, Eric.
Gold, I have Sweden. Bronze, I have Finland. And silver, I have Finland. And bronze, I have the U.S.
Kendall?
That sounds good to me. I think the Sweden-Finland matchup would be a rematch of the World Juniors this year, so that would be fun to see. And then I'll go with that because I'll throw the U.S. in. Hopefully they can claim another medal this year.
Taylor? I'll go backwards here. I'm going to go bronze medal. I'm giving it to Russia, host country. There's no way they don't come out of this Olympics with a medal. Silver, I'm going with Sweden. Very strong roster. And then the gold medal, slightly an upset pick here, but I'm going to go with Finland. I think this team is the most balanced all-around team. They may not have the strongest offense, defense, or goaltending, but in terms of balance, I think they're the most balanced team.
Yeah, my gold pick is going to be Sweden. I'm sorry, I'm getting all tied up. Sweden's my gold pick. I like their roster a lot. I think it sticks out the most. Silver is going to be Russia. I think that, you know, it will be a home ice type thing, but I just think that, you know, Sweden has too much talent. And then I'm actually going to pick that Canada doesn't get a medal. I think U.S. gets the bronze. And, you know, that's, you know, as far as a hockey purist, I guess that's something that's somewhat of a heresy. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. So with that being said, I'm going to hand it over to you, Kendall. Just, you know, we got 3 minutes until the top of the hour. Just give us a quick talk about this game that we're about to broadcast.
Well, again, if you are just joining us, I'm the voice of the Alabama Frozen Tide, and Taylor Guzzi calls games with me as well, and he is on the show this morning, as you've heard from us, Eric Evenson, a player on the team. So last night, very, very exciting game between UCF and Alabama. You can go look it up online if you want to know what the score was, but if you want to listen in and be surprised and really hear one of the best hockey games you will ever see. I know, Seth, you were there last night as well. I think you can attest to that. I think it was a great broadcast on our behalf. It was very fun to call, and it was great to see Alabama pull through, get two big wins over UCF. They got a 5-0 win Friday night. Last night, just an unbelievable game. Won't give you the outcome just yet, but I guess I sort of gave it away there with the two wins. So Alabama will come away with a victory. How will they get it is the question. You'll have to stay tuned to WVUA.
Yes, and again, I want to just say for Kendall Grayson, Taylor Guzzi, and Eric Evenson, I am Seth Juniak. Thank you for joining us here on the Morning Skate with our pilot broadcast, and I think it went pretty well. I guess we'll know if it did if you guys tune in next weekend. But again, the highlight of the hour will be that rebroadcast of the Alabama-UCF hockey game. It's a nail-biter, guys. Don't miss it. Thanks for tuning in. Roll Tide, guys.